From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. State lawmakers are pushing for more funding to clear a backlog of sexual assault kits. The Associated Press first reported this weekend that the backlog has increased since a 2017 law gave the state crime lab more money to clear it. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
The state crime lab has around 1,900 untested rape kits, and each month it receives around 120 new ones. Democratic Representative Angela Romero introduced the 2017 law that called for $2.4 million to help the crime lab clear the backlog. The legislature approved about half of that. Romero's been pushing for more money since then and says she'll keep up her efforts in the 2020 legislative session.
There is always a sense of urgency when it comes to processing sexual assault kits so that victims feel like they went through that whole process and that they're being supported.
Republican Senator Todd Weiler, who sponsored Romero's bill in the Senate, also says he'll likely push for more funding in the upcoming legislative session. After Romero's bill passed, the head of the crime lab estimated it could clear the backlog by 2018. But now the Department of Public Safety says it's on track for July 2020. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
For the second year in a row, the Washington County Water Conservancy District has proposed a property tax increase. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox tells us what's driving that increase.
Proposing an increase to property taxes is something that's only happened four times in the nearly 40 years that Ron Thompson has been the district's executive director. But he says that higher taxes will become the new normal.
Well, I think there'll be a slight increase each year over the next 20 years.
The change the district is proposing this year is a small fraction of a percent and is projected to generate roughly $300,000. The district's aim is to keep up with inflation and finance infrastructure projects like the Lake Powell Pipeline. That's the controversial project the district says is needed to create a secure water supply for Southwest Utah's growing population. Thompson says the tax increase will amount to about $7 per household next year.
All I know is for myself, that's less than I can go to the movie and buy my grandkid a popcorn and a drink.
The Conservancy District's board will vote on the change at 6 p.m. on Wednesday during a public meeting at the district office. David Fox, KUER News.
Authorities say that three people have died after two cars collided on a freeway in southern Utah. The Utah Highway Patrol says the crash happened Sunday evening around 7:20 on State Route 89 in Kane County. Police say a Ford van was heading southbound and then crossed the center line. It then hit an SUV going northbound. Highway Patrol officials say three people in the SUV died from their injuries. The driver of the van was airlifted to a hospital in St. George, and their injuries are currently unknown. Authorities say a man and woman died last week while hiking in a popular area of Arches National Park. Grand County Sheriff Lieutenant Kim Neal says that the couple died on Friday while hiking to Delicate Arch. The two were 65-year-old Toshiaki Amimoto and 60-year-old Etiko Amimoto of Torrance, California. He says their son, 30-year-old Rio Amimoto, suffered serious injuries, but he survived. And Montana Governor Steve Bullock dropped out of the presidential race today. He's the second moderate Democrat from our region to call it quits. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgey reports.
It's no secret that our region leans conservative. So when Steve Bullock, along with Colorado Democrats John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, announced their campaigns for president, they touted cross-party appeal. Bullock especially leaned on his ability to win over conservatives. After all, he was elected governor in a state that voted for Trump by 20 points. But none of these men saw much success in the Democratic primary. Juliet Carlisle is a political science professor at the University of Utah. She says the region's candidates have struggled with name recognition in a crowded field.
So they really need national appeal in order to garner donations and support.
Bullock said in a statement that he was unable to break through to the top tier of candidates. Hickenlooper dropped out in August. Bennett is still hanging on, but he's polling at zero. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgey.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.